What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. Some of the local news stories for us here in the Republic of Panama. Ecolimpia will be the new company that will operate the Sara Patacon sanitary landfill in the town of Ancon, replacing Herbalia Panama. This occurs after the Cabinet Council authorised the Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, to enter into a 2-year transitional contract with the company with a 3-month trial period for the management of the sanitary landfill. In a statement, the Presidency reported that Ecolimpia was selected through the online quotation procedure and satisfactorily completed 30 points of compliance with environmental and labour actions that it must execute to operate the 160 hectares of the landfill. It was also detailed that while the company operates Sara Patacon for 2 years, the tender documents will be prepared for an international tender that includes the processing of solid waste with the latest technology in the management of this type of landfill. The new hiring occurs after the end of the contract with the Herbalia company on the 26th of March, which, according to reports presented by the AAUD and the Ministry of the Environment, failed to comply with the current environmental provisions in the management of the padding, which earned them the imposition of more than 105 sanctions for almost $1 million. The finalisation of the concession generated a public act in which Consorcio Ecolimpia participated, which presented an offer of $10.78 per tonne, and UPSA Inter Ratio of $10.70 per tonne handled in the sanitary landfill. In this last consortium was Herbalia Panama. Now, according to the Presidency, Ecolimpia has experience in managing other sanitary landfills in Ecuador and Colombia, with a disposal of 2,500 tonnes per day, a similar amount to that that is deposited in Sara Patacon. The new contract with Minera Panama would restrict the flight of aircraft through the airspace where the project is being developed in Donoso in Colón, denounced the International Aircraft Owner Council and the pilot associations. In a statement, the union is requesting the elimination of Clause 3, Number 9, which establishes that the mining company may request the Civil Aeronautics Authority to issue temporary or permanent flight restrictions to third parties over the area of concession, up to 9,840 feet or 3,000 metres above sea level. The fact of such a request is implying that there will be blasting up to that height that puts the lives of people who live or work in the surrounding areas at risk, as well as all animal and wildlife, statement stated. Well, similarly, it's noted that the airspace is part of a route to fly from Panama City to Isla Colón, Bocas del Toro province, and that this airway has a minimum flight height of 4,100 feet or 1,250 metres above sea level. In addition, that at the time the CAA took the measures and forecast so that the aircraft will use the route. It is argued that this was done in order for the ships to have sufficient separation from natural and man-made obstacles. It also stands out that the aircraft that use this airway are mostly powered by piston or turbine engines, single engines, whose maximum flight height does not exceed 8,000 feet or 2,400 metres above sea level. Accepting what is embodied in the General Provisions, Clause 3, Numeral 9, requested by the concessionaire, seriously jeopardises the operations of aircraft that fly the Q6 route, the statement highlighted. The Superior Court of Appeals of the First Judicial District maintained the preventative detention measure for Nancy Abigail Gongora, partner of Jorge Ruben Camargo Clark, alias Cholo Chorillo, who is charged with the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. The court, made up of the magistrates Marlene Moraes, Jose Felix Sanchez and Aldilio Gonzalez, dismissed the petition presented by Alfredo Gonzalez, Abigail Gongora's lawyer, who argued that there were no indications against his client of connection to the crime of money laundering. While the drug prosecutor, Helisi Hernandez, stated that the accused is linked to the commission of serious crimes and that it was also necessary to extradite her from Costa Rica to get her to appear in the process. The prosecution alleges that Gangora was part of the scheme used by the network led by Cholo Chorio to launder the money from the sale of drugs through the purchase of real estate, such as a residence in Eco Gardens in a district of Arihan, and the opening of front businesses. This investigation began back in 2017, and the authorities have information that the network introduced drugs into the country from Colombia through El Chorio, Boca La Caja, West Panama, and the island of San Miguel. In addition, its members were linked to several homicides. Cholo Chorio was extradited to the United States by the Costa Rican authorities on the 3rd of February. In California, he faces drug conspiracy charges. A West Panama Guarantees judge endorsed the imputation of charges against a man who assaulted a traffic agent in an incident that occurred on Monday. This was at the height of El Carrizal in Arihan. The regional circuit prosecutor of that province, Vivian Rodriguez, explained that they had requested the imputation of charges for crimes against life and personal integrity to the detriment of a public servant and for the crime against public administration. She indicated that his arrest was additionally legalized. However, the judge imposed a precautionary measure of reporting once a week and the prohibition to approach the victim. Rodriguez indicated that they had requested the provisional detention of the driver, for which they filed an appeal. The hearing for this appeal is going to be on the 5th of April at 10 a.m. As reported, the police officer who suffered a fractured right hand had stopped the citizen involved in this event for driving on the shoulder of the road. In a statement, the police explained that the agent reaches him up the ramp of the Peru Reina Bridge in Arihan, proceeding to apply the ticket. It is at that moment that the citizen attacked the police officer with blows and kicks, for which repellent gas was initially sprayed on him. But when the attacker insisted and grabbed the unit by the neck, this motivated that in his defence the officer took out the regulation weapon and shot him in one of his legs, the entity specified. The investigative authorities have ruled out the robbery as the motive for the double crime against two elderly adults perpetrated in the town of Superacion Campesina in Chepo, in the east of the province of Panama. The bodies of Abel González Frias, 79 years of age, and José Gildi León, 69, had bullet holes in their heads, which leads the authorities to assume that it was a personal action against both victims. The victims were located on Tuesday morning by officials of the National Border Service and the Front after their relatives reported their disappearance. According to the investigations carried out by the researchers, the older adults were well-known ranchers in the region and sold cattle as part of their economic activities. Well, yesterday morning, the public ministry carried out some procedures in the town where the victims were found in search of evidence to locate the possible perpetrators of the crime. The Ministry of Health reported this Wednesday that on the occasion of the commemoration of Holy Week, a blue alert is declared in all facilities in the country, which will be enforced from Wednesday, the 5th of April, through to Sunday, April the 9th. The Ministry stressed that the measure is for all health regions, given the possibility of adverse events to update emergency response programs. In a statement from the institution, the regional offices are asked to prepare the contingency plan for a blue alert on the occasion of Easter, and that if necessary, the hours of operation are extended. It is also established to monitor events that occur in coverage areas and prepare the expansion of spaces and services due to a potential increase in patients, if necessary, said the statement. Similarly, it is recommended to alert the Risk Management and Emergency Response Committee and likewise reinforce the inventory of necessary supplies and medicines with a reserve for 3 months. And sticking with the Ministry of Health, they reported on Wednesday that in the last week, no deaths from COVID-19 were reported. That's the 19th to the 25th of March. However, 842 new positive cases were registered after the application of 16,114 tests. Now, the weekly average positivity percentage is 5.2%. The previous week, it was 4.4%. To date, the accumulated number of deaths from the respiratory virus remains at 8,612, highlights the epidemiology report. Now, there are 1,043 people in home isolation and 48 hospitalised. There is one person in intensive care. The ministry explained that the five corregimientos that presented the most cases as of Saturday, the 25th of March, Upper Cora with five cases, David with five cases, Betania with five cases, and confirmed cases, that is, Juan Díaz with five cases, and Volcán with four cases. Meanwhile, the expanded immunisation programme reported that from the 21st of January of 2021 to the 26th of March of 2023, 8,862,649 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have been applied. Of that amount, 3,531,123 are first doses, 3,172,967 are second doses, 1,756,666 are first boosters, and 258,673 are second booster doses. And that's it. There we go. That is our look for this morning. Some of those things in the, some of the items in the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.